According to a new report by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, the creation of economic agro-corridors have great potential in terms of sustainable development. But what is an economic agro-corridor? For starters, they involve improving on infrastructure to draw in private capital and large-scale investment to projects that, in turn, will benefit smallholder farmers and boost food security in lower-income countries. These so-called economic corridors are hardly new, but their potential for sustainable development has been largely untapped. To explain more about this potential is Eva Galvez, an agribusiness economist with FAO in Rome. Ms. Galvez, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What exactly is an economic agro-corridor?
To put it in simple terms, you can imagine two cities or two regions, even two countries, and visualize the road that connects them. Roads, railways, airports, ports. That's a transport corridor. Then from that transport corridor, you can elaborate an economic development program in which governments target promising sectors. Mining, tourism, agriculture. In developing countries, the agricultural sector is one of the sectors with the greater competitive advantage and economic potential.
And you worked on a project in Peru. Could you tell me a bit about that to help illustrate the idea?
I was lucky enough to become involved in a corridor project, one of the pioneer projects in Peru about 15 years ago. I was based in Tarapoto, which was a small town in the Peruvian jungle. And there was an economic corridor there that was part of an economic corridor program called Poverty Reduction and Alleviation. In every corridor, there was an economic service center in which we offer non-financial services to everybody who was interested to invest in licit activities in the corridor. Of course, in my corridor and in many other corridors in Peru, agriculture was the base of the economy. So we were able to work in total in that project with over 40,000 small producers, of which 43% of them were very poor, lived on less than $1 a day. And about one third of them were women. We were also able to promote sales, both for the domestic and export markets, up to $400 million in less than 10 years of additional sales. And we attracted a lot of investors to the regions. The idea that we have about investors in agriculture are these large multinationals that go everywhere, and after they find some difficulties, they come back and leave. But in the case of corridors, what we try, in that case in Peru, we try to promote local investors that were basically investing their life savings in a factory in a region they didn't know, but they trust the corridor team to put them in contact with smallholder producers that would supply raw materials to them, and also with the local authorities.
Some might argue that the idea behind the concept shifts emphasis and resources away from rural areas in need to these areas of better growth potential. Isn't there a concern that this shift in focus will neglect the development needs of poor rural communities?
The first point here to clarify is that corridors are one model of economic development initiative. So from that point of view, it's true that there's the need to work in regions that offer growth potential. Having said so, I can tell you that there are a lot of regions that have at the same time very high rates of poverty and at the same time so promising activities, especially in agriculture. For regions that are lagging behind and are not able to attract investors and don't show business opportunities, there are also social programs. The beauty about corridors is that they link cities where consumers are, a market where consumers are, to the rural hinterland. So the main beneficiaries are not only the urban consumers, but especially rural and poor households that are now better connected to markets through the corridor activities.
And what is the aim of the FAO study that just came out? And what is it emphasizing for development planners?
We realized that economic corridor projects were very much in the hands of, obviously, the host governments, but also regional and global financial institutions that were financing the infrastructure side component of the corridor. But if we want to realize the potential in the agricultural sector in those corridors, there's a need for more specialized knowledge. And that's exactly what FAO can provide, playing a more active role in agricultural corridors, initiatives, and also in macro projects in which the Economic Corridor Initiative has an agricultural content. So what we can bring to the table are things like our expertise in contract farming, in promoting public-private partnerships for agribusiness development, and of course, many things related to trade facilitation for agricultural production and enabling environment in general. And that's an expertise that is usually missing in many of the initiatives that I have reviewed.
Ms. Galvez, thank you.
Well, thank you very much to you.